Do you wonder what the will of God is for your life? Well, I'm going to teach you how to know the will of God every single time for the rest of your life. So don't miss the next More Faith, More Life podcast.
You were made for more than the status quo. I'm Pastor Steve Gray, and this is the More Faith, More Life podcast. This podcast is for Christians with an ambitious heart who want to be more for their family, do more with their career, and see more of God's promises in their life. I've spent many years as a worship artist, minister, nonprofit leader, bold truth speaker, and most importantly, father and spouse. When I was in my early 40s, I was craving more from God and more from life. I'd done everything I was supposed to do. My life was good, but it wasn't good enough. So I spent the following years diving into the Word of God and searching for the biblical principles that would bring me closer to God and help my purpose and life flourish. That's what I want to share with you. In every episode, you'll get practical tools based on real-life experiences that you can put into action to redefine your faith and, ultimately, your life. So, if you're ready to do more, subscribe to More Faith, More Life, and hear an unfiltered biblical truth every week. It's time to be and experience more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another More Faith, More Life podcast with Steve Gray as the pastor and Kathy Gray as the wife pastor too. You're a good pastor.
Thank you. You're a good speaker too. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I told her, I said, I have a problem. She's been we both preach and stuff. I said, I have a big problem. You're a better preacher than I am now. I got to get with it.
But you know what I say, you're more tired than I am. You know, you're working in so many areas.
Yeah.
You know, and that keeps you going in a lot of so many good ways, but you know, you take such good care of me. Then I just get up there and I haven't been dealing with
everything.
All these issues.
I try to take good care of me. Yeah,
yeah,
and not right. have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
yeah. But still, I congratulate you.
Thanks.
Your great sermons, and you'll be preaching next week and coming up, and I'm preaching in the future, you know, so,
yeah.
And others, we've got other great preachers in our church too. Well, Kathy, we've been talking before we gave all these parables and we got through the parables,
yeah.
And now you're starting a new phase with even in your writing and stuff,
yes.
And you're bringing it in here. So set us up. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know what? I've just had it on my mind living with you, you know, married 50 years, and you have such a legacy. And I want to gather the stories, the incidents, the principles, the way you learned the Word of God. And I want to gather all of this and get it set into motion and maybe even a little chronological order of your life of faith and your life in the Word of God. So that's what's been on my heart. How have you grown in the Word and in the Spirit? And so we've been doing that. And last week we talked about how God told you in Romans 12:1 to present yourself as a living sacrifice and what that meant to me. I thought it meant, oh my God, he's going to die. But then in Romans 12, verse 2, following, you know, it talks about don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Then it goes on to say, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. You'll be able to demonstrate his will, his good, perfect, pleasing will. And I want you to share today how you've grown in that and what does it mean to even know the will of God and in our lives, in our ministry.
Well, that scripture has always been one of my favorites, and it helped get us started in the ministry and be a foundation of our ministry all along. And so,
yeah.
Of course, you already mentioned, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And one of the translations says, which is an act of worship. So that's the subject. We've already got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't be conformed to the pattern of this world.
Yes.
Now, I want to stop on that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where I stop. Just share the scripture. I want to stop on that a minute because this sounds like maybe a little, what do they say, condescending or critical or whatever. But I'm finding out so many people in the ministry, whether it be worship leaders or just Sunday school teachers or people that share, don't know anything. They don't know anything. And what they do know doesn't help them. And here's the reason why. Because they, as you know, I've been talking on this, they live a life called faith, but it's not faith. It's actually reactive faith. Okay? It could be in the faith, but they're reacting and then applying faith, as opposed to having faith that causes action. Faith is an action word. We live, we walk, we live by faith, right? We present right. ourselves by faith. So that means faith is already set in. And then whatever happens, whatever's going on or whatever, our faith is leading us. But I don't see that. And especially in the pastors today, they don't know anything. And that's why these are so important, or getting the book Mighty Like Gideon, or following us on this and telling your friends, subscribing, all those things are so important, because that's what I'm doing. I'm helping, I wouldn't say young ones, it doesn't matter the age, no. learn how to read the Bible and how to think. So they don't know. And so the first thing they do, it says, don't conform to the pattern of this world. And so what comes to your, okay, just off the top of your head, or the general believer, if I say, don't conform to the pattern of this world, what pops into your head?
To act like them? To think like them, to respond, to react like people of the world or with worldly minds.
Yes, because he does come up about your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
But most, that's good.
Yeah.
But most people, when it says pattern of the world, the Christianity tradition takes over. Oh, yeah, don't smoke, don't drink, don't watch bad movies. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where they go. And they miss it. And so the pattern of this world, so they not yeah. realizing the pattern of this world is to be a reactor. Even if they believe in God, the pattern is I react and try to apply a faith that I really haven't been using much. It's like it's over here. It's in my backpack if I need it, you know, but I'm not walking in it. And so the pattern of this world is, but you pretty well hit on it what it is. The pattern of this world is how we do things. And so if a pastor's leading a church and he's reacting and he sees the people are not getting along, or they're not tithing, or they're not attending, or there's trouble or whatever going on, or in his own personal life, mm-hmm. well, then he tries to react by faith. Well, that's the pattern of the world. Reaction is the pattern of the world. Redefining and redefining, responding, right?
Yes.
And then taking action. In our minds, we're redefining, because we're not going by the pattern of the world. So we
right.
see it, we redefine it by the will of God, which we'll talk about in a minute, and then redefine it, redirect it to be, I'm not going to react, I'm going to act. And then you prepare yourself mm-hmm. with the pattern of this world is to wait till something happens and then try to fix it. Wait till something happens in Christianity, wait till something happens and then... let's go by faith. Wait till yeah. something happens. We got to pray, you know, and prayer is like the last resort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't conform to the pattern of this world is not outward things. It can be, but it's not what he meant.
Okay.
Because he
yeah.
said, but be transformed by the way you think. Redirect your thinking. Redirect it. Redefine what it means to be a Christian. Redefine what faith is. Redefine, I am not a reactor. I am an actor on the stage and field of God, right? So I'm acting. I'm always ahead of schedule. I'm always ahead of it. So then if things go wrong, I already know how I'm going to act. I'm not waiting for something. And then I wasn't prepared, but I'll react. And that's where people make mistakes.
Yeah.
Being a reactor makes them make mistakes in marriage. Like it's easy to get in arguments and fights because you're reacting to everything, as opposed to you've already set a standard of life,
so
unity
good.
Of the spirit, and all those things.
Right.
I don't want to get off
so
on too
So would this
many.
Be like you've talked so many years about making a preset?
Yeah.
About everything?
Yeah. Our good pastor James mentioned that was one of the things that changed his life
mm-hmm.
is that you get a preset. It's all things are preset. So, you know, I'm never going to quit. I'm never going to give up. I'm not going to get a divorce. You know, I'll never spend money foolishly, stupidly, you know, when I really can't afford it, but I'm going to rack up a debt and then pray that God pays it, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
So you preset. I'm not going to do those things. There's certain mm-hmm. things that I'm going to take care of. So I have a preset.
Yeah.
And so if people speak bad about me or that, or I should get offended or upset, I have a preset. I'm not going to bitterness. I'm not going to unforgiveness. I'm not going there. Preset. Already set. And you know,
yeah.
that's how I live. It's preset.
It
so
is.
When you ask how I'm going to act, I have pre. I already know how I'm going to act almost all the time.
Yes, you do. Okay. Yeah.
So, so we preset and by and then we so we do it by the word of God. That's why I mentioned unforgiveness. You have to have zero. It's zero. You can't have some.
Right.
And ask God to forgive you of all your trespasses and sins, and I'll forgive others of some of theirs. Well, it goes. You're never going anywhere with God. You know,
no.
With that in the kingdom of God. And so with that, then you go to the religious side and say, well, I guess church and kingdom of God is about dying and going to heaven. You know why? Because there's nothing to do here. Because here you're not redefining your life. Here you're not redistributing how you think and redirecting your thoughts ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Now I know how I'm going to handle this situation. I know I'm not going to go into fear or go berserk or whatever. So he says, instead of the pattern of this world, don't be conformed to it. Don't fit the pattern of this world, but be transformed, not formed, but transformed. Well, how do I do that? By the renewing of your mind, getting reset. Read the Bible and you read about, that we should love the way Christ loves. Okay, that's a preset now, right? Mm-hmm. Unity of the Spirit. We should have unity. That's a preset. I'm going to go for unity.
Yeah.
Dying to yourself. Lay down your life for your friends. Go 1 mile? No. Go 2 miles.
That's
a preset that I go. I'm a 2 mile guy or longer, maybe. But anyway, all these are presets.
Right.
So when something comes up and everybody else is going 1 mile, I already know I'm going to go 2.
That's very.
I know
good.
When I show up. I know when I talk to you. I know when you come and ask me for help. People come and ask me for help, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to just go the minimum. I already know. I'll go as far as I can. I'll go the 2 mile.
You will.
But it's set in me, and so I set that up by the word of God. By the will of God, and now I preset that in myself. And so, yeah, so then now I have been transformed by renewing how I think, redirecting my thoughts, presetting how I'm going to respond, and not reacting. Responding and reacting are two different things. Responding, you want to respond to God because you know it's the truth. Reacting is, I don't know what's going on.
That's right.
I don't know. Oh, I sure didn't expect this. I can't believe this happened. I don't know what to do. You know, why is it always me?
Yeah.
So now you're reacting to all those things. Or you react, finances are getting tight. So your reaction is, first of all, I'll stop giving to God, which is not the right way to do it.
Right.
Secondly, maybe I'll go get one of those payday loans and get out of it real quick. Well, if you couldn't do it on without that, you're not going to be able to do it later. Now you got tremendous. So you reacted instead of acting on your faith. Okay, my faith says God is a rescuer. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do, I'm going to act on my faith, know what is right. I'm going to take this money. This is just an example.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this money, and I'm going to give it in the offering when my pattern in this world is. Grab it. Go get a payday loan. Pay what you can. Pay $25 off a month or whatever.
Yeah.
And instead you go, no, not me. I'm going to go give what I can, because the money I have right here, Kathy, is not going to save me unless God saves me.
That's so good.
So instead
Steve.
Of putting it over here where the pattern of the world, I've renewed my mind. I transformed it, what I do. So now I'm not reacting. Oh my.
Right.
I already said if this ever happens, I'm going to give to God.
Right.
If I ever have a financial need, I'm going to give more to God. I'm going to take what I can. I don't want them to not pay their rent or something, but take what you can or what you blow or try to rescue yourself with whatever you got and give it to God.
Yes.
Give it to the
kingdom of
God.
Well, so you're saying then, like this second part then of Romans 12:2, that after you've renewed and been transformed and you understand how to respond rather than to react, then your life is a demonstration of and showing you agree with, and your life actually the tests that come to you and your response then show and demonstrate to the world what God's will is.
Yeah.
God's will is for your life.
You just when you get to the end of the little journey, whatever you're going through, you just proved what the will of the Lord is, because God came to your rescue. It helped. Your mind stayed solid. You didn't go crazy. You didn't say things you shouldn't have supposed to say. All that. And you proved that this works.
And you know what? You've proven it. And you learned that way in our early days with the Lord in starting out in the ministry. And through actual real challenges, circumstances, and things like that. And I wonder if you could kind of share how you began to realize, or some examples, really.
Okay. So back up. I'm going to give an example, but let's back up.
Okay.
I already have the preset.
Yes.
I'm going to walk by faith.
Yes.
I'm not going to give up. this is the will of God, and that's the way it is, which I'd like to talk about more in a minute. But yeah. I set that preset before we actually went into full-time ministry. Yeah. So now I had that. So one of the examples that we had discussed earlier is we did buy a Greyhound bus. It was a music ministry, Greyhound bus. You've seen it, name on the side of the bus, and traveling all over the country and singing and ministering. Mostly start singing, then ministry, and me preaching. So we got it going, and we needed to rebuild the whole engine on it. It needed to be rebuilt. So it's like new, pretty much like new. And so we did, and it was expensive. I don't remember what it was, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 or whatever it was at that time. But we did it. Mm-hmm. We all get in it, yippee, and we're off to Montana. We get in just right inside Kansas, Quinter, Kansas, which I don't know how far that is in Kansas, halfway or...
I thought it was almost on the boundary, it's not almost too to far. Colorado.
I can't remember, but it's out in the middle of nowhere, wherever it is. And suddenly the bus starts smoking and stopping, and the engine completely locks up on the highway, on Interstate 70. And... of course, now we just got it fixed. What happened? So the mechanic forgot to put a certain hose to change one of the main hoses out, and it was old, and it gave way, and the engine burned up. Okay. And it also, he had a warning light. There's a warning light. He forgot to hook that up. So now, it doesn't matter, though. We're stuck. We got nothing. Yeah. We're stuck on the highway. We don't have the money, because the money we had was to get us to Montana, and we'd fill the bus up with the diesel and all that stuff. So... there we are. So we didn't have the money. So we rented a room for the ladies, and they stayed in the hotel, which is a mile away. And some people came, picked us up, put you in there. And then the guys, we stayed on the bus. And then I got rides from people during the day from the hotel. And I would come back to the room and get on the phone and start working on, what are we going to do? We're stranded, completely stranded. What are we going to do? And, you know, I talked to people, and it was a miraculous thing, right? We did get through to a diesel company.
Right.
Your brother-in-law, Van DeHaven, went and picked up parts. We got a hold of the mechanic and convinced him to drive all the way out there in his truck and rebuild that engine again. Now, we had to come up with money. We had to, and it was really, well, while I'm talking to people, because it was several days we were stranded. It wasn't just overnight.
That's right.
And I'm calling people and saying, this is what's happened, and this is what, and they like to invest, or you're going to do whatever help. And there was some of those great Christians that said, oh, your engine burned up right after you got it fixed. You know what? Maybe it's not the will of God for you to go to Montana. Maybe it wasn't the will of God for you to buy that bus. Maybe it's not even the will of God to have this ministry that you have. You really need to consider it, because if this has happened, this might be a sign from God that it's the will of God. And that's when that preset said it. No, sir. No, sir. No. I have a transformed mind. The Bible says when you're renewed by your mind, by the renewing of your mind, you will know what the will of God is. I renewed.
That's right.
I was transformed.
You knew it.
My mind was renewed. I knew, and I just shut that down instantly. No, sir. I'm not even letting that get in my ears. No, sir. No. It's the will of God. Now, here's where it comes in. If it's the will of God, and you know it's the will of God, and you can prove it's the will of God, because the ministry was going great.
Yeah.
That's the proof. People's lives are being changed, really changed. And so this is just a circumstance. So anyway, when you know it's the will of God, then now you separate yourself from situations, circumstances, feelings, difficulties, challenges that come against us. The pattern of the world is to fall for those. Yeah. So I separate myself from this. So if it's the will of God, doesn't matter how hard it is. If it's the will of God, doesn't matter how much it costs. If it's the will of God, it doesn't matter what other people say. If it's the will of God, circumstances don't matter. Situations don't matter. I have a preset. I know what the will of God is, and the will of God's going to get done. Maybe it'll take long. Maybe we'll have a setback. Maybe we'll have to pray harder. Maybe we'll have to not eat as well. We'll have to cut back financially. Maybe we'll, but whatever it is, once the will of God, then the rest of it doesn't matter and it doesn't change. You're not going to start being a reactor. You are an actor or a field manager for God.
Yes.
In the field of God. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
And that attitude has carried not only our ministry, our public ministry, but it has carried our lives personally. And I'm so thankful for a husband who grabbed a hold of that principle. And, whenever I think about you and your faith, I always think you've got a bulldog kind of faith. you grab a hold like a bulldog does, and you do not let go, and you know, no other outside force can make you let go of the promises and the will of God for our lives. And I've just seen that thousands of times over the years. And I, you know, I could share now for hours of watching that, but I know that's what every family needs too. And not just the church that you pastor, but boy, a marriage and relationships.
Yeah, and that bulldog faith isn't something I turn on.
Right.
It's something that's in there. Do you know, if you can try to train a bulldog.
Yeah.
The aggressive with strong, you can try to train a bulldog and you can get them trained until they get startled. They get afraid. They get, another dog shows up. And you know what they turn into? The bulldog.
Yeah.
It's in them.
You
don't say, be a bulldog. We trained you not to be a bulldog. You don't say, go be a bulldog. Come on, go after that other dog.
Right.
No. Normal circumstances, you can't tell. It's a trained, life goes on, everything's fine. But when disaster comes or the dog gets afraid or somebody kicks him or whatever, he doesn't have to try to be a bulldog. He's a bulldog. And that's what we want to get that preset in us, that we're a bulldog, if you want to use that phrase.
Yeah.
But I want to say, we're preset before.
Yeah.
We turn into what we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to mention just a little bit longer here about the will of God.
Yes.
Because this is something I haven't heard very many people say. That's why I like to share on this podcast. Here's the deal. The bottom line is everybody knows the will of God. Whether you're going to church, whether you've ever said the sinner's prayer, as they say, or you're saved, you're lost, whatever it is. Everybody knows the will of God. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that in mind, we've got to remove then the thought that the will of God is me to decide, well, should I go be a missionary in South America? Should I take that job? Like, oh God, what is your will? Okay? That's not what it says. When the Bible in Romans 1 says everybody is without excuse. They know the will of God. They know the Creator God. But now you can get so weird and sear your conscience that all of a sudden you're not aware of the will of God.
Right.
And you start thinking maybe there isn't a God, all that stuff. But the bottom line is humanity, when they start out, they know there's a God and they know the will of God. But then it goes into acts and works and things where you think, well, the will of God, who am I supposed to marry? I need to know the will of God. Where am I supposed to work? Which church should I go to or not go to or whatever? What's that job? Oh God, what is your will? And people are now, what are they going to do? How are they going to decide the will of God? They're going to go with circumstances and situations. But the will of God, and we'll kind of go this direction, but the will of God is not whether you should go be a missionary to South America. Oh, what is it, God? Which way? This way? That way? It's not that at all. The will of God is the renewing of your mind. The will of God is renewing of your emotions, the renewing of your redirecting so that you're not the pattern of this world. And so it's all about the mind and the emotions and the heart. And so most people, first of all, they don't know the will of God, so they guess it's the will of God, but they don't understand the will of God starts with character, honesty, integrity, forgiving everybody, as we've said, right?
Yes.
The unity, loving the way God loved us. It's all, and loving God, honoring God, loving God, giving him a place in your heart. Wickedness, Kathy, remember, is I don't care. Okay? You don't have to do anything sinful to be wicked. Wicked is I have no regard for God. I don't care. I just kind of go with the flow, or I'm going to do whatever I want. Okay? So everybody knows the will of God. No one can say, I didn't know. No one's going to be able to stand before Jesus and say, well, let me give you my excuse. And there is no excuse. You inside here, as humanity created by God, you know the will of God. The will of God is to transform you. The will of God is to renew your mind so you don't fit. You don't fit in with the pattern of this world. You're his. You belong to him. That's the will. Now, whether you go to South America or North America or stay home in your church and teach Sunday school, that doesn't matter.
Right.
You do what you need to do. Go do sometimes what you want to do, depending. But the will of God is the character, who you are, and your integrity. Now, go do whatever you want, or go do whatever God wants. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Marry the right person. The will of God is to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Okay? That's the will of God. Now, I don't know how you're going to demonstrate that. I don't know where you're going to work. If you go to work and you realize you're going to be unequally yoked, well, right. you know, that can't be the will of God, right. no matter how much it pays, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
This is where it really clears things up, that
yes.
you will prove what the perfect and good and beautiful will of God is by you've changed on the inside. You've redirected your thoughts,
yes.
your emotions, redistributed them through you. You're transforming by the renewing of your mind. So you're not a reactor, you're a redirector,
yeah.
right? And you're now an actor on the stage of God or in the field of God, putting the will of God out in your care. When people meet you, when you react with people, when you live. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the will of God is what's secondary. And sometimes, just to clear it up, Kathy, I get it, it's the will of God, but maybe if we clear it up this way. First of all, get the will of God in you, who you are, how you react.
Yes.
Or how you act,
yeah.
how you respond to God. Then, after that, what comes after that? The ways of God.
Praise the Lord, yes.
See, find God's way.
The
he
ways.
Is the way, isn't he? He's the
yes.
will, but he's the way, mm-hmm. the truth, and the life.
Yes.
So now, take the will of God that's in you, and now distribute it in whatever way maybe he opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure about the way, make sure you know the will is here. Then the way, maybe God will let you choose. That's another story where God gave yeah. me a choice. Which
yeah.
way do you want to go?
Yeah.
He said, I'll love you either way.
Yes.
Which do you choose? We'll talk about that at another time.
Perfect.
So there you go. That's why.
Yeah.
Now, just to clear it up, I've never heard this taught by anybody else in the entire world. Okay, this is my experience in my life of how I got to have what you called the bulldog faith, to realize that I'm not going to be a reactor. I act, I preset, I predetermine, and I redirect rather than react.
Praise God.
So that's what it means, that scripture. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will know what the will of God is. And that's how I live, and mm-hmm. it's worked for me. And not just then when I first learned it. I do it every day or every week now. So thank you for helping to bring that mm-hmm. out and remind me of these teachings. Sometimes I forget how I do things and
right.
how God got me through things. But I got back. It started with the Word of God.
That's right.
I learned it from there. So
right.
thanks for helping to direct that.
You're
and this
welcome.
Direction you're taking next week.
Yes.
You're
going to
go another one?
We're going to continue going because you have a rich life in the Word.
And so we're going to share
more stories,
how I arrived, how I journeyed.
Yeah, yeah, your journey.
Because it really has worked from
yes.
From an obscure country preacher to national, international, and 200 nations known.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yes.
So we'll share that with others. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends and check out our books, especially the new one, Mighty Like God. We also at SteveGrayMinistries.com have a teaching guide that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. So thanks for listening. I hope this is helping you. I hope you go, wow, I've never heard this before. This is so rich, and it's changing your life like it has mine. Till next time. Bye-bye.